The Pentagon will scale back the Osprey program. EAA has 3 new board members. And American Airlines wants to shed 13,000 jobs. This is Aero News. I'm Paul Plack. Thanks for downloading this AeroCast. Here's what's up in aviation for Friday, February 3rd, 2012. Bell Helicopter said it was updating its civilian helicopter line as a hedge against maturing military contracts. That move may be coming just in time. The Pentagon reportedly will cut 24 aircraft worth $1.75 billion from its 5-year budget for the Bell Boeing V-22 Osprey program. Bloomberg cites officials who have spoken on condition of anonymity in reporting the reduction from 122 aircraft to 98 will be part of a final multi-year contract being negotiated between the Navy and the manufacturers. The cut is part of a Defense Department effort to find $259 billion in cuts by the end of fiscal 2017. Other measures are reported to include delays in 179 F-35 Lightning II fighters, 2 Navy combat ships and a submarine, and a delay in developing the next generation of ballistic missile submarines. The Osprey has been in production since 2005. 3 new members have been added to EAA's board of directors. Jack Pelton is the retired CEO of Cessna and has more than 3 decades of aviation experience. He also served as chairman of Gamma and on the board of NBAA. He holds ATP and commercial pilot certificates and also flies vintage aircraft. Stuart Auerbach previously served on the EAA Foundation Board and the EAA President's Council. He's a CFI and ATP with ratings in single and multi-engine land and seaplanes, turbojets, and rotorcraft. Auerbach is a general partner at Ampersand Capital Partners in Boston. Darren Pleasance owns several experimental category and other light aircraft. He's been a flight instructor, charter pilot, corporate pilot, and Alaska bush pilot. He's also on the board of the International Aerobatic Club. Pleasance is a partner for McKinsey & Company in Palo Alto, California. Each will serve 1-year terms as Class 3 EAA directors, which are elected by the EAA board. There's more trouble for the Russian space program. The Soyuz spacecraft that was to carry the next crew to the International Space Station on March 30th has developed problems and will not be able to fly. Roscosmos says tests found the re-entry capsule could not be hermetically sealed. A source told the Interfax news agency that the entire TMA-04M spacecraft would be replaced, not just the re-entry vehicle. The delay is expected to be at least 2 months. Soyuz remains the only spacecraft available to ferry astronauts to and from the International Space Station. American Airlines parent AMR is in reorganization and has announced some of the changes it hopes to make to return as a profitable airline. The plan hopes to achieve $2 billion in cost savings and $1 billion in revenue enhancements by 2017. Part of that is a reduction in force of 13,000 employees. AMR will also ask its employees, including management, to find savings of 20% to save $1.25 billion in savings through 2017. The company also says it will outsource some of its maintenance and close its own maintenance facility at Fort Worth. The court will be asked to end the defined benefit pension plan and replace it with a 401k with a company match. CEO Tom Horton says, quote, "These are painful decisions, but they are essential to Americans' future. We will emerge from our restructuring process as a leaner organization with fewer people, but we will also preserve tens of thousands of jobs that would have been lost if we had not embarked on this path. And that's a goal worth fighting for," unquote. Still ahead, Britain's Prince William will be deployed to the Falkland Islands. Helicopter designers learn from whales. And if you're sitting in the snow somewhere, this will sound really good. You're listening to Aero News.
Diamond Aircraft's D-Jet is the ultimate private aircraft for the owner-flown market, offering simplicity of operation, safety, and affordability. Imagine starting the turbine with a simple push of a button. Push the single-lever throttle forward. Monitor your flight on the cutting-edge G1000 with integrated autopilot and enjoy the reliability, performance, smoothness, and quiet of turbine power. Visit Diamond on the web at www.diamondair.com or call 888-359-3222.
We're back to wrap up your Aero Briefing for Friday, February 3rd. I'm Paul Plagg. 30 years ago, the British Royal Navy was dispatched to battle an attempt by Argentina to annex the Falkland Islands. The episode is chronicled in the film Iron Lady, now playing in theaters. But history may be about to repeat itself, and Britain's Prince William is among those deployed. The Telegraph reports the Duke of Cambridge flew out Wednesday night to begin a 6-week tour of duty as a helicopter pilot in the Falklands, crewing one of two search and rescue helicopters based at a large military base near the capital of Stanley. Unlike 1982, there hasn't been any military action yet, but the Royal Navy has dispatched the HMS Dauntless to the area. It's the ship's maiden voyage. Argentine officials are playing up the royal connection, referring to Prince William as a conquistador. A Ministry of Defense spokesman tells the Telegraph the ship being sent to the area is simply coincidence, adding, quote, "The Royal Navy has had a continuous presence in the South Atlantic for many years. The deployment of HMS Dauntless to the South Atlantic has been long planned, is entirely routine, and places another ship on patrol," unquote. Some very large airplanes have had their profiles compared to whales, notably the original Boeing 747, and especially the Airbus Beluga. Now, German scientists are looking to the humpback whale for inspiration in the design of new helicopters. But it's not the whale's body influencing the shape of the helicopter's fuselage. Instead, the bumps on the whale's large pectoral fins have inspired a similar treatment for the leading edges of rotor blades, intended to delay the onset of retreating blade stall at high speed. Kai Richter of the DLR Institute of Aerodynamics and Flow Technology in Germany tells Wall Street Daily the rubber bumps show promise and can be installed without significant modifications. He says, quote, "The pilots have already noticed a difference in the behavior of the rotor blades. The next step is a flight using special measuring equipment to accurately record the effects," unquote. The researchers have patented the treatment, which they call leading-edge vortex generators, but there's no word yet on whether any manufacturer is yet interested. Flight Design is offering a significant incentive on its new four-place C4 to customers who start out with the company's popular CTLS Lightsport aircraft. The incentive applies to CTLS purchases made by April 30th of this year, and the incentives total $17,000 off the price of the bigger aircraft when it's available. Get details in the text version of this story, dated February 3rd, at aero-news.net. And finally today, if it's cold where you are, and maybe you're a little bummed out that Punxsutawney Phil saw his shadow, here's a warm thought. The third annual Bahamas Day Aviation and Cultural event will take place February 25th at Miami Executive Aviation at Opa-locka Executive Airport in Florida from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. The event is sponsored each year by the Islands of the Bahamas to assist pilots who want to fly their aircraft there, but will also be open to members of the public who want general information on the Bahamas and info on charter flights and accommodations there. As at past Bahamas Day events, lunch will feature authentic Bahamian cuisine, and Bahamas Junkanoo will provide the unique, explosive, and rhythmic sounds of the island nation. You can find out more at bahamas.com/aviation. That's the latest from Aero News. If you haven't done it yet, subscribe to our Aerocasts at iPodder, Podcast Alley, or at aero-news.net. I'm Paul Plack. Thanks for listening. Enjoy your weekend and have a clear and unlimited day.